Okay, so we're in the area of Tell El Hawa, which is only about 500 meters to a kilometer away from the center of Gaza City. And really, this is the area where on Wednesday night and through Thursday, we were hearing that ground troops were operating in this very area. And this is the first chance that anyone's got to come here and see for themselves the devastation. Now, one of the things that we noticed straight away with these flames on the floor, with the white smoke coming out of it, and there are a lot of paramedics here and doctors having a look at what exactly is happening. So I'm going to take you over here and you can have a look at one of This is Dr. Hassan Khalaf, who's the director of the Shifa Hospital. What do we have here?
Yeah. This is the white phosphorus. See?
How do
now,
you know?
Now, this is inflammable, highly inflammable, okay? Just to touch it. Now, okay, I will put some sand on it, okay? Stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, I will just take it out. To cut, to expose a new face.
Right.
Start to have a flame.
To give it some oxygen.
Yes. Okay. Concentrate.
Yeah.
If you cover it again, it will.
Reignites.
Reignites.
So that is a
white
feature
phosphorus.
Of white phosphorus?
Yes, yes, yes. Highly inflammable.
We're now only a few meters down from where we were, still in the area of Tell El Hawa. And I just wanted to show you a little bit of the devastation that the ground fighting has caused just in the past 24 hours. This is just one building. It's a residential block of flats where we understand that doctors and nurses from the nearby hospital, the Al-Quds Hospital, were staying. And you can see there's clear evidence of gunshots, that heavy artillery shelling of this building. And then right at the top as well, we can see that it's been burnt out, perhaps from phosphorus explosions. So you can see that it's not just the areas that were targeted specifically that have been destroyed, but also nearby residential flats and areas that have also been subjected to heavy bombardment and heavy artillery shelling through Wednesday night and through Thursday. Okay, so there's clearly no electricity in this building. We're going to go and try and speak to some people now and see what their life has been like in the past 24 hours. I'm just going to knock on this door.
Nobody can imagine what the last 2 days have been like. 13 of us, eating, sleeping and drinking in the same room. We can't even look out the window. When our neighbor's son tried, they shelled the house.
You can see what's happened to this house, completely demolished. Let's speak to some people.
Thank God I wasn't home at the time, but the neighbors told me 3 missiles hit inside my flat. Everything is gone, the bedrooms, furniture. This is the first opportunity I have had to look at what happened. I'm a professor at the university. I'm not a fighter. I'm not even political.
We've spent now a couple of hours in the Tell El Hawa area speaking to people, and we've really got a sense of how terrifying the past 2 days has been for them, as they've been effectively trapped inside their flats and their homes, hearing the artillery shelling outside and hearing airstrikes taking place just meters from where they are. And the decision that they kept having to make was whether it was safer for them inside their homes or whether they should try and run. But the problem is that they've all told us is that there is nowhere safe in Gaza. They didn't know where, even if they had the opportunity to leave their homes, they didn't know where they could possibly go that was any safer. And it's this feeling of being trapped inside this war zone as the fighting goes on around you that is so difficult for the Palestinian civilian population here to cope with. Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Tell El Hawa, Gaza City.